Tab E. Chapter 6. Getting What We Need. Introduction. Genetic engineering is used to produce therapeutic proteins. To provide a treatment for diabetes, for example, a recombinant plasmid is engineered to contain a cloned human insulin gene. Bacteria take up the recombinant plasmid and express the gene, producing insulin. To date, you have carried out all or some of these steps using the cloned RFP gene rather than a human gene that would produce a therapeutic protein. The final step in the process is to obtain the protein. To do this, bacteria are treated with a reagent that lyses them or breaks open their cell walls, and the protein is separated from the cell contents by a method called column chromatography. Chromatography is a method for separating similar substances by dissolving them and then flowing the solution over a material that binds the substances to different degrees. Column chromatography uses a column packed with beads coated with the binding material. In this chapter, you will complete this final step. You will lyse the bacteria you transformed in Chapter 5 and then use a column that separates proteins based on their solubility in water to obtain RFP made by the cloned RFP gene. The same process would be used to isolate a human therapeutic protein. Chapter 6 Goals. By the end of this chapter, you will be able to do the following. Describe the contents that are favorable to bacterial growth. Explain how a protein's conformation, or three-dimensional shape, is related to its function. Explain how protein folding, the physical process by which a protein folds into its characteristic three-dimensional structure, which is essential to its function, occurs. Explain how column chromatography separates proteins. What do you already know? Discuss the following questions with your partner and write your ideas in your notebook. Be prepared to discuss your responses with the class. Don't worry if you don't know all the answers. Discussing these questions will help you think about what you already know about bacterial growth and proteins. 1. How do bacteria reproduce? 2. Why are proteins sometimes called workhorse molecules? 3. How might the conformation, the shape or folding, of a protein be important for its function? Focus on one of the following protein functions: acting as an enzyme, speeding up reaction rates, transporting molecules, signaling, or forming structures. 4. A polypeptide is a long linear molecule when it is made, but it immediately folds into a specific three-dimensional conformation, which we call a protein. What properties of the amino acids in a protein control the folding process?